What's up, everybody? Welcome back after the short ad break. We are now on to our top 10. So I'll let you go ahead and start off. Who do you have at number 10?
So starting off at number 10, I have the Fresno State Bulldogs, not the Georgia Bulldogs, but the Fresno State ones. Fresno State is in a quite interesting position this year as they're led by senior quarterback Jake Haener. And they obviously had a pretty successful season last year. Fresno State almost beat Oregon, and then they just about – and then I think they beat USC, Southern California, last year. So they had a very good year. So we will see how good they are able to be generally, but I think that this could be a very interesting matchup here because they have matchups against Oregon State and UCLA and stuff like that, which could mean that you could get wins in order to bump you up in the rankings against some decent teams. So I think that Fresno State is just a little bit better, and I think that they'll get one loss somewhere. Right now I have it predicted against San Diego State, but I could see it being Oregon State or USC or something like that. But I think that this is a good Fresno State team, and I think that they're the team that will make it as a New Year's Six bowl bid.
Oh, yeah, I definitely think they're going to be a good team, and I have them ranked 21st in my poll going 10-2. But my number 10 team is your Notre Dame Fighting Irish. I think they're a good team. Their return – basically the entire offensive line except the right tackle. They also return arguably the best tight end in the country in Michael Mayer. They return good receivers in Braden Lindsey, Avery Davis, and Lorenzo Styles. Tyler Buckner going to be in at quarterback after Jack Cohn is done and on to the NFL. Chris Tyree at running back and Logan Diggs as well. And then the defense got a big transfer, All-American safety, Brandon Joseph. He'll be playing free safety this year for them. But I think Notre Dame is going to go 9-3. I think they'll lose at Ohio State. I think they'll lose to Clemson. And I think they'll lose at USC. The main reason for the at USC game is the passing defense for Notre Dame last year, even with Kyle Hamilton, was ranked 64th in the country, allowing 224 yards a game. The defense overall in yards a game was ranked 43rd. So not a great defense. You return six starters off of it. Get Isaiah Foskey back and Jason Ademola at defensive line. So I think it'll still be a solid defense. And the offense is going to be, I would imagine, pretty good. Now, what was interesting when I was looking at the numbers for Notre Dame is they're known as a pretty good running offense usually. Well, last year they were ranked 83rd in the country in rushing offense, only averaging 43 rush yards a game. So I thought that was pretty interesting. I thought they would definitely be a lot higher up than 83rd in the country. But I think they're going to go up against tough defenses with Clemson. The D-line is going to be really hard to run on that defensive front and going to be hard to pass as well with – them getting a lot of pressure. So I think they'll lose at Ohio State to Clemson in a good season and a good season for Marcus Freeman. Freeman, I have them going 9-3.
So just one point to the Notre Dame argument before I get into my number 9 team here. The main reason why they were 83rd was because of those first five games of the season all the way through through Cincinnati, where they really struggled to run the ball until they solidified their offensive line because of the losing of Blake Fisher at the beginning of the season, and just the overall struggles going through five left tackles, if I remember correctly, and three left guards and three right tackles. By that point, so that's the main reason for them 83rd. If you look at their last seven games, I think it was, they were ranked top 10 in the country. At number 9 for me, I have North Carolina State. I think that this prediction is mainly due to North Carolina State being able to compete in the ACC pretty well last year. And I think that they are really going to want to maybe win their division this year, possibly, with a competition between them and Clemson being quite important. I could see them possibly winning it, though I do not have them winning it at the moment. I have Clemson, the team that I will have ranked in a few moments. But right now, I think that North Carolina State, with guys like Devin Leary and the defense as a whole, and even Devin Carter, their wide receiver, I think that they have a lot of key pieces to be a top 10 team, and I could very well see them overtake Clemson if DJ does continue to struggle. But if he does improve, I do expect Clemson's defense to be better than even it was last year, and good enough to win. But if DJ does continue to struggle, I could see North Carolina very much taking over the head of the ACC Atlantic Division from, I guess, technically Wake Forest.
Yeah, so NC State will be a little farther ahead in mine, but at number nine, I have Oklahoma. I think they're going to go 10-2 this year with losses against Baylor and let me see, what other team did I have them losing to? Sorry, I don't have it written down. I have them to flip real quick to Baylor and against at Nebraska. I think they'll lose those two games. I think just early on in the season with the new staff and stuff, I think it's going to be difficult to win at Nebraska. Just a lot of new pieces in that offense and that team really as a whole. And I think they'll lose. I just think Baylor's just too good of a team. I think that it'll be those two in the Big 12 championship, and who knows what could happen then by the end of the season. But yeah, I think Oklahoma's going to be a solid team this year, led by Dylan Gabriel at quarterback, the UCF transfer. And they have a really good, talented receiver in Marvin Mims. I think he's probably going to be the main target there for Dylan Gabriel. But Theo Weiss and Drake Stoops are also really good receivers for him. But I think Theo Weiss transferred, didn't he?
Correct, to Arkansas.
Yeah, to Arkansas. So Drake Stoops, I think, will be a good slot receiver for him. Theo Weiss gone. But Marvin Mims, he will be a big target for them and a big key to this offense. But I think they're going to be a solid team. I think they're going to be a very high-powered offense as well. And I think that defense is just going to naturally – it just has to be better than what it was last year with Brent Venables taking over. Now, how much better? That's still to find out, but I think they definitely will be improved.
So heading on to my number eight team in the country, and that is Lincoln's Clemson Tigers. I have the Tigers with two losses here, one against North Carolina State and one against Notre Dame, but that still gets them the ACC title because they only have one ACC loss. I have North Carolina State with two of them, one against Louisville and one against Wake Forest, though that may be changing in the upcoming days with injury reports coming out of the Wake Forest camp talking about Sam Hartman, which could change a lot of the dynamics and make it more of a two-horse race in the ACC Atlantic rather than a three-horse race. But I think that Clemson could improve this year. I think it all really depends on the quarterback play. That's really what it comes down to, is how good is DJ? Is he improved? Is he still at the same point he was last year? Has he gotten worse? Stuff like that. Are you going to see Cade Klubnik? I think that it really just all depends on the quarterback play. But I do think that their roster is talented enough to get them 10 wins. So I have them winning 10 games this season. Who do you have as your number eight team in the country?
So my number eight team is I have NC State. I have them going 10-2 ACC. I think they're going to lose at Clemson on October 1st. And I think they'll lose at North Carolina in the last game of the year. I think by then North Carolina will really know their identity as an offense especially. And I think after blowing that game last year on the road at NC State, I think they're going to be kind of like what we talked about earlier with Arkansas and Ole Miss. I think they're going to be out for revenge, except it's upped even higher in this one with the stakes being higher as a major rivalry game. I think North Carolina will get the win there. But like you said, NC State going to be a high-powered offense with Thayer Thomas and Devin Carter returning at receiver and Devin Leary, the big dog at quarterback. 3,400 yards, 35 touchdowns, only 5 picks last year. And that defense is going to be great. They returned 10 of 11 starters on the defense, and I think that they are going to be just absolutely incredible. Now, the offensive line has a few question marks. Left tackle like they did last year in Akeem Ekwonu. They lose both their running backs and Bam Knight and Ricky Person. So the running back room will be a little shaky there. But they weren't really a running team last year. Finished 13th in the ACC in rushing yards per game and 99th in the country, only averaging 126. So I don't think that will be a big loss to what NC State likes to do offensively and what their strengths are offensively. And I think they're going to have a great year and go 10-2. Country.
So at number seven, after a pair of SEC schools,
at number seven, I have none other than the Arkansas Razorbacks. I had Arkansas here mostly because of their success last season, which by you, just so everybody knows, I did call that. I had them going 8-4, and I just want to point that fact out. Though everybody thought I was insane, other than maybe my uncle, who is a diehard Arkansas fan. But I think that Arkansas this year will lose to Alabama, and then I think they will pick up another loss either against BYU or LSU maybe, or Texas A&M or Ole Miss or whoever that loss is to. That one I think is more up in the air. But I do see Arkansas with a 10-2 record, finishing second in the West. Despite their heavy losses on defense, I think that the offense this year is going to be elite with players at the running back position that look fantastic. Obviously, good tight end play, good offensive line play, and much better and much improved wide receiver play outside of the massive loss of Treylon Burks. You still have Theo Weiss, the transfer, coming in, and then you still have some pretty good, solid talent there. So I would just say Arkansas has a lot more depth at wide receiver, just doesn't have the star power at wide receiver they did last year.
Yeah, I agree. They have good depth, like you said, missing that big piece and Treylon Burks. But my number seven team is Michigan. They return 8 starters offensively. Now, that defense is going to be a little bit of a mystery, only returning 3 starters, losing the 2 big P or the 3 big Aiden Hutchinson, David Ajabo, Axton Hill. Now, that defense will be something to watch, but the offense, I think, will still be really good, especially on the ground with Blake Corum and Donovan Edwards. Also adding in J.J. McCarthy, the quarterback, who kind of a two-man game at quarterback between him. He comes in for a lot of trick play, kind of like Tyler Buckner did last year for Notre Dame. He was a little bit more relied on in the passing game, but not much more. I think Michigan is going to lose at Iowa and at Ohio State. I think they'll lose those 2 games. Ohio State is not going to lose 2 in a row to Michigan. And Iowa, like we talked about, is just such a hard place to go and play. I think they'll drop that game, but I think it'll overall be a good season for the Wolverines, and I think your dad's guy, Jim Harbaugh, is going to have another solid season.
So heading on to number 6, I have the Tennessee Volunteers. I think that Tennessee, another team that I liked last year, though it wasn't as big of a selling point. More people were involved in them than just me. But I think that Tennessee is a good team and definitely has the potential to be extremely good, especially on the offensive end. Defensively, you could see some struggles this year. Don't get me wrong. There are quite a few defensive woes. But I think that offense with Hendon Hooker what's the wide receiver's name, Lincoln? It's like Tillman something, right?
Tillman something. Gosh.
I think it's
What is his name? I cannot think of his name. Cedric Tillman. Cedric Tillman.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. I remembered him, but I'm like, oh, what's his name? I can't think of it. But basically, I think that combination is going to be extremely good this year. And I don't think that I don't think Valence Jones is going to be a super heavy loss in the wide receiver department. In the special teams department, I do think he'll be a big loss. But I think that Tennessee, they have a lot of talent there, especially on the offensive end. And don't be surprised if they just lose to Alabama and maybe one other loss here or there. But I have our one loss against Kentucky. But I think that they'll beat Georgia and win the SEC East. That's why I have them all the way up here at six.
Yeah, so my number six team is Baylor. I have them going 10-2. I think they'll lose at BYU. And I think they'll drop one either to Oklahoma State or at West Virginia, maybe at Iowa State, but I don't know about that one. Potentially at Texas late in the year. I haven't really settled on one game I think they'll lose, but I think they'll drop two of them. I definitely think they're going to lose at BYU. BYU is a great team coming in this year. And I think they're going to have a solid season. Blake Shapen, I think, is a really good quarterback for them. Last year, 62 of 86, 600 yards, 5 touchdowns, no interceptions. So he really took care of the ball there. And I think they're going to be a good team overall. Dylan Doyle, linebacker, is the big guy for them. Shout out to Scotty B, the Baylor King as well. Make sure you guys go subscribe to him on YouTube. Big Baylor fan, big college football fan. But yeah, I think his Baylor Bears are going to come in sixth this year.
At number five, I have my Notre Dame Fighting Irish just outside of the playoff. I think that it is definitely going to be an interesting matchup, an interesting year. I think that Notre Dame will have a lot of interesting pieces here. Obviously, you have that first big game against Ohio State, in which I think that is the game that you lose on the schedule. I think you are able to win out the rest of the way. I don't see a loss to Southern Cal. I just don't think that the Southern Cal team is particularly elite. They struggle in the two main places that they've always struggled, which is in the trenches, which is where Notre Dame is best. I think that Notre Dame will not have a very pretty win. And don't get me wrong, it is probably going to be a close game, but I don't see them losing that game. And then the Clemson one, it is a game that is 50-50 in my mind, and it really comes down to quarterback play. And I'm going to pick my heart here and say Notre Dame wins it, but it really could go either way. So that is who I have at my number five spot.
My number five team is Georgia. I think they're going to go 11-1 this year. Only loss coming in that opener to Oregon. This team offensively is going to be really good. I think Stetson Bennett is going to be able to really power this offense. They're probably the most talented team at tight end that we've maybe ever seen, with Brock Bowers and Darnell Washington and a couple other guys. Great depth at the tight end position. And then at receivers, they also have a lot of depth as well, with Adonai Mitchell, Ladd McConkey, Kiaris Jackson, and Don. I think this is going to be a very high powered offensive team. Now, the defense has some questions. Three starters, Nolan Smith at linebacker, Keely Ringo at cornerback, Christopher Smith at safety. And I guess you could consider Tyke Smith at safety, the transfer last year from West Virginia, a starter. So they do have some solid defensive players as well. And they're Georgia. They recruit really well. All these guys are very talented. It's just, can you get them to work together and to perform together? I think that they eventually will. I think they'll start out a little slow, but when you look at their schedule early on, not a whole lot of issues there, other than that Oregon game, which I think they'll drop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we are heading on to number four in the country. Let's start off with our playoff spots. So at number four, I have the Baylor Bears. I have Scotty B's team. So I definitely think that this is going to be quite interesting.
seen Baylor's season right now. I have their only loss against BYU. Otherwise, I think that they win against the Big 12 play. Or I could see them beating BYU and then losing a Big 12 game. But I think that this is the year that Baylor gets it done and gets in the playoffs. I think that this is a good Baylor team. You have a lot of returning production in some places. And really, you have a weak Big 12, at least at the top level. It's pretty good depth-wise with Texas and Iowa State and Oklahoma State and Oklahoma. But none of those teams are really elite. And I think that if it's going to be a year to get it done, I think that this is the one.
My number four team is the Utah Utes. I have them going 11-1 with their only loss coming at UCLA on October 8th. I think they'll drop that game. But Cameron Rising, a top 10 quarterback in the country, you could argue top five for sure, threw for 2,500 yards, 20 touchdowns, only five picks last season. I think his numbers will definitely be up with him. I don't think he started like the first three or four games. Charlie Brewer started those. And then they returned Tavion Thomas, 1,100 yard rusher from last year with 21 touchdowns. I think the rushing game is going to be really good. I think the passing game is also going to be really good. And I think this offense as a whole is going to be really explosive. And now the defense only returns five starters, but I think the defense is still going to be a really good defense as well. Not one of those top 10 defenses or even top 15s, but I think they will have a top 25 defense. And with this offense, I think that will be more than plenty. So I think Utah is going to go 11-1 and make the playoffs.
Okay, so now heading on to my number three team, it is the Utah Utes. So I think that they are definitely a team, just like all the things Lincoln said. I really think that Cameron Rising is a good quarterback, and I think that he is going to be the main reason for them getting all the way into that. So I have them as my third place team. I won't say too much about them because, well, Lincoln just talked about them, but I definitely think that they are a very good team and able to win that.
Yeah, so my number three team is Clemson. They're going to have the best defense in the country this year as long as they all stay healthy. They have the best defense in the country by far. I mean, you could argue maybe even the best – better. This defensive line is better than the defensive line back in 2018. I wouldn't say it is yet. I think they still have a little bit more proving to do, but I definitely could see it for sure. The offense is the big question, of course, though. I think the main thing with this offense, though, the offensive line is going to be better. We already know that going in to the season because, well, going into the season last year, you had guys didn't even know where they were going to be at. This year, everybody knows the position they're going to play, the offensive line is going to be better for sure. The tight end room going to be really good with Davis Allen. He was probably the best offensive player on this offense last year. Jake Brenningstuhl behind him, another talented downfield threat at tight end. I think Davis Allen is more of the three down tight end where Brenningstuhl is in for more of the passing situations. Receivers, you're loaded with talent, but none of them really proven. We're going to need to see them emerge and themselves. Joseph Ngata, probably going to be the headliner receiver. Need him to stay healthy and stay on the field. When he can stay healthy and on the field, he's a great talent and a great receiver. But like I said, he needs to stay healthy. Bo Collins really emerged last year. I think he gives you more of the physical type guy. And Dakari Collins, no relation there. For the longest time last year, I thought they were brothers. But Dakari Collins, he's going to give you more of the explosive receiver type, just kind of like the freshman version of Justin when Justin Ross was a freshman, kind of that type of player. And EJ Williams, would like to see him finally develop and get on track and stay healthy. If he does, he could be another good threat. And Brandon Spector missed all of last season, had COVID in the preseason, and kind of had some nagging injuries, was never able to get on the field. But he brings you that piece that Clemson's offense was really missing. Just a reliable short target for DJ to hit. role. And then Antonio Williams, he tore his ACL back in, I believe, the spring game it was. Maybe, actually, I think it was a little before that, like a week or two before the spring game. But he actually ran the fastest time of any receiver the other day in practice. So it's looking like he's expected to be back for the opener against Georgia Tech. It's just crazy how fast these guys recover from torn ACL. So he could definitely be a big threat downfield with his speed.
Fastest guy.
And then Adam Randall, the other freshman receiver coming in for him this year,
will be
a big threat if they need him to step up. But I think Clemson is going to go 12-0. I think they'll win games at Notre Dame, at Wake Forest, and NC State. And I think it'll be a solid season, and Clemson will be back this year.
So heading on to my number two team in the country, I have none other than the Ohio State Buckeyes. I think that the Buckeyes are the second best team in college football, just behind my number one team, who I'm sure at this point you guys can guess. But I won't say it until a minute later. But Ohio State, you have CJ Stroud, you have Jackson Smith and Jigba. This is a really good Ohio State team, though we'll see how good it is on the defensive end. That is partly why I think that they're number two and not number one. Is defensively, they have some struggles, and we'll see how they're rewritten and stuff like that. Their offensive line has a lot of new players on it, so that could be another question mark, but we'll see where those go. Who do you have at number two, Lincoln?
Our number two and our number one are the exact same. I think basically everybody who is going to be looking at this and making these polls are going to be the exact same. But I have Ohio State as well. I think their offense is going to be the second best offense in the country. I would imagine Alabama's to be better. But yeah, Jackson Smith and Jigba, receiver, CJ Stroud at quarterback, Marvin Harrison Jr. also at receiver. He's another really good receiver for them. And then the running back, Travion Henderson, he's also a very good running back, ran for 1,200 yards last year and 15 touchdowns. This offense just has pieces everywhere. They're going to be a offense. They were the number one explosiveness offense last year in the country. So I think they'll repeat as that. Like you said, defense has some questions, but I expect them to be better this year. I expect that defense to be better. And we will see what they do on defense, but they are definitely the number two team in the country, and I think they'll go 12-0.
Heading on to number one, I don't think me and Lincoln have either too much to say about this other than Alabama is really, really good this season, and I don't know who's going to stop them. They have the best player on defense and maybe the best player on offense, and they have the returning Heisman. So, like, yeah.
I agree, yeah. They have the best quarterback in the country. They have the best linebacker in the country. And they also probably have the best linebacker group in the country with Dallas Turner and Henry To'o also in there. And then you look at receivers, they get transferred Jermaine Burton over from Georgia. He's from this year. And running back, I think this is the guy that probably isn't getting quite as much attention as he should. He is going to be an absolute monster for them in Jahmyr Gibbs. He was at Georgia Tech previously. Georgia Tech had so many offensive talented pieces with Jeff Sims, Jahmyr Gibbs, some other guys, but Jeff Collins is just a terrible coach, does not know how. Like, obviously, you see they have a guy who's going to start for Alabama running back, and they went 3-9 last year. That's just terrible coaching, but Jahmyr Gibbs is going to be incredible with Alabama. Like you said, there's not much more you can really say about this team. They are the number one, and it's not even up for debate, really.
So I think that wraps up the podcast. That is our top 25 teams. So make sure that you go ahead and follow whatever podcast that you're listening to or hit that subscribe button, whether that is at Statsheet Sports or at Chicago Sports Network. Make sure that you subscribe to both. Hit the notification bell. Any last thoughts from you, Lincoln?
Nope. Other than it's going to be a very exciting football season, and I can't wait. But like you said, that wraps today's podcast. And we will see you guys next time.